About 100 Sikhs demonstrated outside the Indian consulate in Vancouver. They burned an Indian flag as well as an effigy of Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. Their protest prompted officials to leave the consulate closed for the day. And a baseball fan has died at Candlestick Park in San Francisco after watching the Giants lose to the Atlanta Braves 5-4 in 11. 30-year-old Tony Perry leaned over a railing, shouted obscenities at the last-place Giants, and lost his balance. He fell 40 feet head-first to the seats below. It was the first death at a baseball game at Candlestick Park since it opened in 1960. Radio Edmonton weather, periods of rain today and tomorrow with additional local accumulations up to 30 millimeters. High both days, 15 to 17 degrees, low tonight 8 to 10. 90% chance of rain today and tonight, 80% tomorrow. Right now we have light drizzle, our winds are easterly at 11, and the temperature is 11 degrees. An occasion here this morning as fans of the DPRP welcome back the Master of the Morning after a much too long absence.
Tell me.
Wait a minute. We all anxiously cock our ears and turn up our radios to hear Don Percy's first words. And here they come as he opens his mouth and says,
I said to the cab driver, turn right here. He says, Senor, you want me to turn left here? I said, no, turn right here. You want me to turn left? And that's the last thing I heard.
And we're off and running with you doing a great impersonation this morning of FDR. FDR, you look like you just came from Warm Springs, Georgia, with those with those crutches that you're sporting.
We have nothing to fear but fear it. I'm already ecstatic.
Excuse me.
Yes.
But other than that, how did you enjoy your trip?
It was great. We had a hell of a time, to tell you the truth.
How do you... Everybody should be here to see the decorations. Have you seen that, Ron?
No, I haven't.
The place is decorated and down there.
No,
they got welcome back signs and balloons and streamers and hats and horns and... Oh.
That just gives you a lump in your throat.
And Brian dropped me in a cake personally.
Oh, what does it say on top of the cake?
It says, welcome back, Pat Murphy.
Wait, oh, that's an old cake we had left over. We've been keeping that in the freezer.
Yeah. You know, Paul Preston did a heck of a job, too.
That's what I heard, although it's not what you told me last week.
Oh. Well, some things haven't changed. You're still a jerk.
Well, what's your first priority for order of business on the DPRP?
I think the first priority is that we rename the program the Happy Handicapped Hour.
Well, you're operating there with a game leg and a cast on one arm, so did you find it a little difficult?
Did you say gamey leg?
Well, a little gamey.
I find it difficult. Do you know who you remind me of? Seriously, you remind me of every cab driver I have met since I have come back.
What have they all said to you?
They all watch me stagger into their cab on these crutches. Clink, clink, clank, clank.
Yeah.
They sit and watch me while I struggle with the door, throw in the crutches, fall into the front seat. They all look at me for a moment or so and then say, excuse me, have you had an accident? To which I reply, no, I cut myself shaving. I say, no, I had a cab accident. I was in the front seat, like this. Oh, there is no worry on that account, they say. We are very safe drivers here.
I'm surprised you'd even get in a cab.
I beg pardon?
I'm surprised you'd even get in a cab.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think I will anymore because, you must know that every cab driver in this country is East Indian. I mean, they just all are.
Yeah. Right?
And I was late for a very important appointment, but it wasn't my fault. It was the cab driver's first day in the country, so I don't know what else I can tell you other than
How are you getting to work in the morning?
I'm driving.
You're driving?
What?
No.
Well, all I got to say is it's good at that hour in the morning when no traffic is on the road.
Well, there isn't any now.
You're not driving.
It's my way of getting even.
Well, you know what I usually say at this time?
No.
Rod Phillips is next with sports.
Well, don't say it, because what does he know? I'm ecstatic already, I must tell you.
Well,
I have caused Pops Needleman to lose $150. He had 100.5 against me making it back. I said I knew I was coming back when I woke up in the front seat of the cab.
That's right, you did. You said always that you'd make it.
I always said I would come back.
That's right, and you did.
A fine American, General Douglas MacArthur, taught me that, and he gave me this pen, too.
Now, come on, guys, we joke, but, you know, this was a serious thing, and you weren't laughing 2 months ago.
Hey, Come on.
You know,
I was laughing.
Oh, give me a break.
I said, what is it? What is it? 30 busted bones.
Now, do you know how to play the commercials? Do you remember how? You move your cast up over to that button.
And that's CFRN Sports.
No, no, you didn't do your sports.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He has to play a commercial here. Now you press.
I'm moving my cast.
Move your cast over to that button.
Guess what?
What?
I don't think I can do the show. My cast won't allow me to play the commercial.
Well, just press it with your nose.
Wait a minute.
Press it with your nose.
No, I've got my one big toe operating.
Okay.
See if we can just get
One thing, since you've gone away, we do have commercials in the show now.
We're going to be lacking a sportscaster, I can tell you that. We'll just reach this with my big toe right here.
Is there life after love?
Let's face it, everybody loves to be in love. I love to be in love. You've got all kinds of energy. You feel positive and alive and wanted and secure. But I guess what I don't ever want to lose sight of is that I am my own person. I have to know within myself that I am a good person, that I'm competent and intelligent and complete. Love is, well, it really is what makes the world go round. It's that important. But on the other hand, I don't think alone necessarily means lonely. I want always to be able to fall back on me. I want to be strong. I want to be a survivor.
When you know what you want, you know where to find it. Right now, casual pants in brights or whites at $19.99 and hot summer t-shirts from $7.99. Summer sizzlers at Fairweather.
Good morning, everybody. This is Rod Phillips with CFRN Sports. The Toronto Blue Jays continued their march toward the top of the American League Eastern Division. The Jays beat the Detroit Tigers 6-3 in Detroit last night. The win moved Toronto to within 3.5 games of the first-place Tigers. Willie Upshaw and George Bell homered for Toronto. The Blue Jays have won 2 of the 3 games in Detroit this week. They'll close out the series this afternoon. In other American League play last night, Baltimore shut out Milwaukee 3-0. Chicago blanked California 4-0, and Cleveland beat Oakland 7-6. Boston downed the New York Yankees by a score of 5-3. Kansas City beat Seattle 5-2, and Minnesota topped Texas 2-1. The California Angels remain 2.5 games ahead of Seattle in the American West. The Montreal Expos stopped their skid last night. The Expos whipped the Chicago Cubs 8-1. Andre Dawson.
Just as sharp as ever I was. 65 Love Affair, Paul Davis, 621-26 CFRN. The rain will not cease. It just will not stop. It will not purpose. It will not cease. I guess that's a joke that's out of date now, too, huh?
Silk poppies and spring violets, crisp white eyelets, and the Cabbage Patch Kids. Eden's Linen Plus sales will make your beds, beautify your baths, and set your tables in colors as happy as balloons at a birthday party. It will also save you money now till June 23rd. From Eaton's new Linen Plus sale book, 24 pages of linen values, plus 8 pages of value on sleep sets, sofa, and waterbeds. Your value is guaranteed.
Albuquerque Dukes, Hawaii Islanders, Phoenix Giants, Salt Lake Gulls, the Tucson Toros, Portland Beavers, Las Vegas Stars, Tacoma Tigers, Vancouver Canadiens, the Edmonton Trappers, Pacific Coast League Professional Baseball with the Major League's next superstars today.
It's Lotteries in Alberta T-shirt night at John Ducey Park. The first 2,000 admissions receive a Trappers T-shirt courtesy of Lotteries in Alberta. Gates open at 6:30.
Oops, I got to reach with my bad arm. I forgot. I have a cast on my left arm that allows me to move to about my nose, and that's it. It's 621 on 126 CFRN. I'll see if I can do this correctly now.
Hello?
Hello.
Holy smoke, I haven't forgotten practically anything.
Just about.
I'm just as good an operator as ever I was.
The only thing you didn't do is warn me we were going on the air. I didn't say dirty words.
Hey, well, one of those is about enough, I think. Okay. How you doing, anyway? TMWRTCC, all the rest of it.
Can you do that?
Beg pardon?
You best practice.
I can do it. I can do it. Give me a second.
I got Paul trained.
TMWRTCBCNE. The mayor reports traffic conditions between Camrose and Edmonton. And I've got a frozen lip, too.
Yeah, that's okay. You sure have in this weather.
Hey, this is awful. This, in the hospital, outside of about a week in April, I missed one nice day. And that's all. Now I'm looking for a weather forecast. Here it is. Periods of rain today and tomorrow. That gets you a little soggy delivering the letters, does
They're
it not?
Just a tad.
Mm.
I saw a couple of ducks walking by, too, but they weren't flying. You notice that? They make ducks walk, but they send mailmen out in the rain.
Gosh, that's terrible. 5 days a week, too.
Oh, it's part of the job.
You ought to have a job like that down in Mexico.
Thanks. No. I don't take cabs out of my walk to Mexico either.
What have you got in the way of traffic conditions?
Not moving as quickly as usual, fortunately, because...
Thank goodness.
Because of the rain, the visibility is down to, normal rain conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the wipers on, it smears all the bugs you get on the windshield all over, so you get a great view.
Sounds okay to me.
It's been worse.
It has. And I want to thank you personally, publicly, for... You know what I want to thank you for.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
No problem. There's, more to follow if you'll hold on after.
I shall do that.
Okay.
Say good morning, nice man.
Good morning, nice man.
Good morning, cake.
Some people welcome you back with flowers, singing, cakes, chocolates, but there's none of that coming at you, Percy, from the folks at Bill Nye Flooring. No, sir, they're sending you just what you always wanted.
What? You got it. What?
Another plush rake. Welcome back, nice man, from everyone at Bill Nye Flooring.
Thank you. What am I going to do with another plush rake? I've only got one arm.
They were dubbed the worst team in baseball history. A collection of untried rookies and recycled cast-offs that could make a ball game into a literal comedy of errors. But then came a man who would turn the fans' jeers to cheers. A power pitcher with a scorching fastball and icy control. A veritable marksman whose strikeouts gunned down batter after batter. And when he led that hapless, most scoffed-at team in baseball to the big win, it was one of the greatest upsets in the history of the game. From the first time you saw him play, you knew he'd found his game. And right from the first time you tried OB, we'll bet you had found your B.
That's why you just say OB for that great taste in beer. OB, OB, oh yeah, you just say OB.
I need this hour of the morning as a beer commercial to get me at 6:24 and 1:26. June the 7th. Why does this say June the 1st?
Well, I cried just a little bit.